That Metal Interview.
Welcome back, boys and girls. Thank you for tuning in to That Metal Interview podcast. Thank you for tuning in one more time. Thank you for subscribing, streaming, and downloading our podcast wherever you may find it. Thank you, guys and girls. Much, much appreciated. My next guests, and yes, I said it, guests, which is more than one, plural. I have the great Sonia Anubis. Once again, she revisits our podcast to promote and to speak and talk about Cobra Spell and their new EP. And accompanying Sonia is Sebastian Spider Silva, fellow guitarist with Sonia in the same band, Cobra Spell. And we speak of their brand new 4-track EP, Love Venom. You guys can stream it on Spotify or wherever you may find it, Bandcamp. Look for Cobra Spell. If you guys like the 80s feel, 80s rock taste, then you're in for a treat. Love Venom is for you. Cobra Spell, we speak to Sonia and Sebastian about different things. She's going to give us a small update on her other project, Crypta. And Sebastian will give us an update on Silver Talon and a slight update on Idle Hands, their other side projects. But their main project is Cobra Spell, so let's check it out. Let's check out the interview with Sonia Anubis and Sebastian Spider Silva, fellow guitarists. Here we go. Enjoy, guys.
Hey, guys. New EP. Let's talk about your EP. I call it an EP, right? It's not a full album. New EP, exactly. Right?
Yeah, it's a 4-track EP.
Love Venom is the name. 4 awesome tracks. I heard it. It's badass. Congratulations to you guys.
Thank you so much.
Talk to us about the writing process, the songwriting process on this.
Well, the songwriting is made by myself and Sebastian. I compose the songs, and together with Sebastian, he writes most of the lyrics. So we're kind of teamwork together, and that's how we. So I do more of the instrumental, and then he writes some cool lyrics for it. And then sometimes I work on the lyrics too, but his English is much better. So that's how we.
Well, you guys did a great job. It's awesome stuff. I'm a big 80s fan. And the EP has the feel and the sound of the 80s, in my opinion. Was this on purpose? Whose idea was this? And did you guys target that sound of the 80s? Or?
Well, we both are very, very big fans of the 80s bands, you know, the American heavy metal bands and the whole glam scene. And we always had a little bit of an appreciation for that. And we thought there were bands missing that were doing this in this time. It was like we want to bring that time back. We really like the 80s. So we thought, okay, let's bring the band back that we don't see that exists anymore. And that's why we started just writing music from inspired by artists that influenced us, such as Kiss, Alice Cooper, Dokken, Rat, you name it, Whitesnake for sure. And yeah, just those influences, they came out and brought what now is Cobra Spell, I think.
Awesome choice. How about you, Sebastian? Which bands do you target in the 80s?
Yeah, I think when Sonia and I began talking about like starting a project together, this was before we had like the whole name and idea of it all. We just wanted to have a chance where like we could do a project where we could play some like super fun tunes, like in the vein and sound of like the 80s with like, you know, mix of like the glam and the hair metal sound with the good like heavy, like old school heavy metal sound. And we just, you know, drew a lot of influences from like our favorite bands, like Sonia said, like Whitesnake, X Japan, stuff like that. And I think it's just the way that the EP came about. It's just like a more, like a slightly more modern take on what those bands did. It's kind of like picking up the torch where like they left off, you know.
Now, here's a dumb question. You know how the pandemic is going on, and did you guys record together or separately?
Separately.
Separately, right? Yeah. Because I see.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So we started recording Love Venom before the pandemic. We already had two songs written before it started, and I already recorded the guitar parts, and we had the drums. Even though we didn't have a steady drummer or a steady vocalist in the lineup yet, so the songs were there, but we still needed to complete the final lineup of the band. And this took us a while because we didn't find the right person, but at the end we found Alex, and we just find the right lineup, and then we decided to finish the other two songs for the EP. And that's pretty much when we also started recording, was exactly when the pandemic started. And that's, yeah, regarding, because of that, we also had to do this in distance because Sebastian is not able to fly to here. So Sebastian did the recordings from his own place, and I did all my recordings in the Netherlands. And yeah, it's actually, it worked well. The singer did his own recordings from Italy. And yeah, it did work at the end.
Oh yeah, it worked great. So everybody's all over the place, huh? You got the Alex is a singer, right? He's in Italy?
Right, yeah. So the singer is... Sorry?
Oh, I just said, yeah, that's correct.
So the singer is in Italy, Sebastian is in America, and the drummer and the bass player are here, this Angelina and Mike are here in the Netherlands with me.
Angelina, a girl bass player, is there a reason behind that, or did you guys point to the idea of, you know what, let's get two girls in the band and three guys in the band, or you just fell by itself at the place?
Honestly, it felt really into place. I was not specifically looking for a certain gender, or I just wanted musicians in the band that just love the instrument and love the music and just have a passion, you know, not related to any kind of gender tag, actually.
I love the work Alex did on vocals. Fits in perfect. Fits like a glove, in my opinion. It's a badass. Where'd you find this guy? It sounds great.
When I was back in Burning Witches, I shared the stage lineup together with his other band named Hitten, which is a very cool heavy metal band. And we played a show in Germany in a very little venue. I'm not sure what's the name of it, but it was a very cool show. There were some people there and it was a nice time. And when I saw Hitten, I was, that time I didn't have a vocalist for Cover Spot yet. And we wanted someone who had a side of a very cool high range, also a very cool stage presence. And I was totally surprised when I saw him playing with Hidden. I was, whoa, he looks so awesome, and he sounds also so good when he was singing live. I was like, whoa, I have to really ask this guy for my band. And I really was hoping that he would join, and he said yes. So that was a great time.
I noticed you and Sebastian play Jackson guitars. Do you guys do Jackson guitars exclusively, or do you guys have other guitars?
I think for both of us, we just do Jackson guitars exclusively. For me, I don't have any other brand of guitars, or I've tried playing other guitars, you know, like here and there, like if I go to like a guitar shop or anything, but to me, they've never felt the same. Like, I almost feel like when I play a new guitar brand, it's like that I have to like relearn how to play the guitar. So I think for me, I'm going to be a Jackson guy for as long as I keep playing. So I think Sonia might feel the same.
Yeah, whenever you get to this, such a nice feeling on one guitar, it feels like you don't want to play any other. And I have that a lot with the Jackson Warrior. The shape kind of built in me, so I cannot play in any different other shape. So I just want to play that guitar, and that's it.
But they sound great, right? I play some guitar too, and bass, and I love Jackson. They sound badass.
Hell yeah.
Almost every rock star, including you guys, use Jackson, really. I mean, tons of people, right?
Yeah, they're all over the place. Like, I mean, even starting out with Randy Rhoads, like the Ozzy Osbourne stuff, like the first Jackson guitars, it's like when that hit the scene, it's like it changed. Like that, all of a sudden you saw Jackson guitars everywhere, like crazy.
That's right.
Yeah, and Marty.
That's right. Randy Rhoads used Jackson too, huh? Yeah.
And Marty in Megadeth, when he was there with his very cool Jackson, that was inspiring for so many guitarists, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Are you a big Marty Friedman fan, Sonia? I think I heard, correct me if I'm wrong, I think I heard on the on your single, the new song, I think I heard a piece of Friedman influence there or something.
Yeah, I heard it from a lot of people. I do love some Marty Friedman licks, so I throw occasionally some of Marty Friedman's licks here and there. It's just, I'm just incredibly inspired by this guitarist, and he's just a legend. And yeah, I learn a lot of his stuff, and somehow it comes out in my playing too, I think.
So who did the solos and what songs, and how did you guys split that up, or is it just Sebastian and or is it just Sonia doing the solos?
Let's see. You want to break it down track by track, Sonia?
I think we can actually say a general. We divide everything pretty equally. So if there is a riff that has a solo section, we will do 50-50. And if there's a solo section that I would really want, or maybe Sebastian really, really wants, then we would, of course, give someone the space to do that. And all the songs we have 50-50, for an exception, as for Come On Tonight. In Come On Tonight, I had the whole solo section, and Sebastian had the outros and the intros and the break. So we kind of try to keep it very equal, because we're both very lovers of the lead guitar, and we both want to shine with the solo. So we thought, okay, we have to do that fairly.
Although you said I do the outros and the intros, but you are actually the one who does the Love Venom intro, remember?
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that one, but I do have a solo there. But yeah, I mean, that's right.
So did you guys fight? Did you guys fight over the solos? Or
well, we have had some discussions about it, but it's all like part of it. You know, we all, at the end, we come to a compromise, and then we're happy. So that's good.
Well, whatever happened, you guys did a great job. How about how about Poison Bite? Who did that one?
Poison Bite.
For the solos, you mean?
Yeah, the solos. I'm sorry. Poison Bite, the solo.
The first solo was from Sebastian, and then the second solo is mine. So we have like, if I'm right, it was like a 17-second frame for every single person. Something like that.
That's cool. You guys have it down to the second. What?
I mean, for the bar. Like, we have each week bars, but I had to split it in seconds and stuff to be sure about it.
So do you guys know how to read music, or do you guys you're just by ear? Did you guys do musicians by ear, or did you guys study music?
I was when I was in high school, I was in a jazz choir and regular choir, and we were doing like competitions and stuff, and I was also in an advanced placement music theory class, and I was learning how to like sight read and write out like, you know, sheet music and stuff like that, but I didn't really follow it as much as I would have loved to. I could still read it and like write out, you know, like notations and stuff and utilize a sheet music, but I don't follow it as much as I used to.
Awesome.
Yeah, myself.
Go ahead.
For sheet music, I can not really read it. I don't know how to read it, but I do love a lot of theory of music, so I don't think sheet music is needed to understand the theory of music itself. Even though I think I'm 80% more of a ear learner than I would be someone who would learn from a tab book or something like that, because I believe the ear can't lie to you. So maybe there's something wrong on the tab, then. Yeah. You don't realize you play the wrong thing, but your ear knows what's right, so it's the best to trust that.
Yeah, it's crazy. I've seen Sonia like listen to a song and then she'll like start playing it, and to me, I can't do that. But if I see like a piece of like a sheet music or like tabs, or if somebody's like teaching me directly how to play it, then like I'll learn it like almost immediately. So it's like, I'm more of a visual learner, whereas Sonia is more like a hands-on, like ear practice learner, which is it's like the best of both worlds if you think about it.
Yeah, well, Sebastian is also, you learned all those Idle Hands song, the whole album in like 2 days or something. You're insane.
That's very cool, very cool. I read an interview with Michael Anthony of Van Halen, and he tells a story of Eddie Van Halen that Eddie doesn't know how to music. He doesn't know music. All he does is by ear, and when they arrange stuff, it's just, if it sounds cool, that's what they do. And back then, supposedly, he didn't know the names of the chords, supposedly. I'm sure he does now, but...
I do have actually the same. I don't know the names of the chords that I'm playing at all. But as long as it sounds like how I like it, I'm very melodically based. So if the melody sounds good or harmony, just follow with it, follow the flow, and don't get too stuck on what theory says. Oh, this is not right, or it can be catchier if you play that way. I believe the best you can do is just follow your own feeling and just do it. And some musicians might tell you it's not the right way, but there's enough proof of other musicians that have done it without any sheet of music and just bring out amazingly cool hits.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't think it's correct or wrong to know music or not know music, or have paper in front of you or no paper, or it's just cool to know this and that, you know. But that's great, right there. That's great for Sonia and Sebastian, both of you. You know, whatever you guys did, whatever you know, that's just, it sounds badass on your EP. So badass.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm, of course, I'm a big '80s fan, and I was just like, wow, badass.
We really hope to play in the USA sometime.
That would be great. I mean, hopefully, when the pandemic goes, you know, passes by, you know.
It would be.
I saw you guys signed with a management company.
That's right. We recently signed the Flaming Arts Agency. This will be for Europe, Russia, South America, and some other regions, if I'm right. Even though it's not for North America. So if there are any agents for North America, we are still open for that. We would love to visit America. I mean, for Sebastian, it's pretty normal. But for me, I never toured there, so it's like a dream come true.
Yeah.
It happened.
Sebastian's already in Oregon. He's already here, so.
Yeah.
Here's a different question. I know you guys are 80s fans. You said, just like I am. What does Sebastian and Sonia listen to when you're not playing a guitar or watching TV or whatever? What do you guys listen to as far as music goes?
Let's see. You want to go first, Sonia?
I'll go first. All right. So, well, recently, for me, it actually really much changes for the month. Every month I have, again, something else that I'm having on shuffle. Most of the times it's like an artist or a song, and I'm just repeating it all over and over and over, and then the next month I have something else. So I think for now, the current artist that I'm really stuck with is Marty Freeman once again. So all his solo work right now is really much on a repeat here. Past month it was something else, and the month before it was something else, but yeah, right now it's Marty Freeman only. And Dark Funeral. Marty Freeman and Dark Funeral. So it's a little bit varied, but there's two bands right now. Awesome. What about you, Sebastian?
I don't know, my music taste is a little weird. I don't listen to as much heavy metal or like rock as I used to. I listen to right now I'm listening to a lot of like Euro pop, like dance music, and like the hip hop-ish, like the newer hip hop stuff. I don't know, it's just kind of after practicing a lot, the set list of my bands and stuff, and just like after stopping playing guitar, like the last thing I want to do is like hear like heavy metal. So I just put on like, you know, some pop music and some like dancey tunes, and like it gets me like going, or like some hip hop just to like, I don't know, it's just like, you know, like I can't be, you know, drinking the same, or I can't be eating the same food or drinking the same, you know, flavor every night. I gotta like switch it up. So
yeah, you gotta change it up here and there, huh? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Myself, I can't get enough of it. So for me, I'm 24/7 stuck with the same, and I don't get tired of it.
I hadn't realized that Marty Friedman had so many albums out.
Yeah,
a lot of music out. A lot of people think that his only work was Megadeth and, you know, Rust in Peace and Count of Extinction, and that's it. But he has so many great solo albums, and his work with Jason Becker, also the newer work with Jason Becker, is amazing. He has so many fantastic masterpieces that should be actually more known, in my opinion.
Oh, for sure.
It's crazy, too.
Go ahead.
So I'm in a Marty Friedman like Facebook group, and then somebody recently posted, like, is there any human alive that could name all of Marty Friedman's, like, discography and song contribution? Because, like, if you count, like, you know, all the Cacophony stuff, all the Megadeth stuff, besides that, after he left Megadeth, he has all this crazy Japanese stuff from, like, radios to movies and, you know, like, writing stuff for, like the Japanese, like, heritage theme. So it's, like, that dude's all over. Like, his guitar work, like, transcended heavy metal, and it's just, I think he's just a very unique and, like, inspirational guitarist to both me and Sonia. It's just how far he took the instrument. It's just insane.
Yeah, and of course there's nothing wrong with what he did with Megadeth. I love that stuff. That's the stuff that made me want to play guitar in the first place. And but the solos that he did there are just legendary. And his solo work from, like, the more recent solo work is like 10 times that, you know, that those solos over the whole song. And that's what makes it so amazing. And I think more people would appreciate that.
Definitely, I agree. Awesome, awesome talent. I don't think Marty is human. He, you know, he's from somewhere else, or he's from another planet or something.
He's a very, very nice person. He's a lot smaller than I thought when I met him. Really? Like, I saw him in Seattle in Portland.
Really?
And I autographed two of my guitars, and I have a bunch of stuff from him signed. And so when I was, I gave him I had this ex-Japan picture book that I got off eBay, and I was showing Marty when I saw him in Portland, and I was like, yeah, if you want, you can keep the album. I mean, you can keep the book. And he was like super happy about it, and he was like, oh man, this is awesome, thank you. Like, I was like, oh
really, wow, what an experience.
Yeah,
so he's kind of short then.
It's a little off the short side, but he's still a rocker. Yeah.
Sebastian, I know this is about Cobra Spell, and I noticed you have some other projects, Idle Hands and Silver Talon.
That's right.
Is that active, or can you give us an update on that?
Yes, both bands are very active, and right now with the whole pandemic thing, like, all we've been doing is just working on albums. Like, Idle Hands is in the process of working for an album, and there's some other stuff regarding that people will know later on, like, you know. But with Silver Talon, I believe we just wrapped up a full length, our first full length, and we did two covers that will be released as like a precursor to the album. So it's going to be like teasers. I'm still not so sure how the process is going to go with that, but we did a full length and two covers to go along with the new album.
That's for Idle Hands, right?
For Silver Talon.
Okay, I'm sorry.
For Idle Hands, we're still very, very much working on something.
Awesome.
Something.
Something out there. Sonia, of course, we know about Crypta. Can you give us a small update on that? So what's going on there?
So what we have right now is we have already some songs written, and we're expecting that next year we will release a full length. Right now we have to, we're already thinking about starting the recordings of the full length, which will happen late this year. And yeah, the release will be probably next year, but I can't say much about it yet, other than the music is there already. So that's all.
Yeah, I saw a clip. One of you girls put it up. I forgot which one of you guys. I think
We put it on the mic.
Yeah, right. Awesome.
Yeah, it's one of our songs, and this is only a section, but we actually recorded the whole thing, but we cannot share that.
Yeah.
But it's just so that people get a little bit of an idea of what is our sound and what is our direction. And we did this really in the COVID style, because we are in a distance of each other. So we did this, we recorded it from our own home, and very do it yourself, but it gives you an idea.
What's on the bucket list for Cobra Spell? What can fans expect in the future?
Well, we have a lot of things that we really want to reach with this band. We really want to play live and hopefully tour internationally. We are also working a lot on a full length, so the following after the EP. We are currently working on the live set, and from us you can expect a very extravagant and 80s reminding show. And yeah, more following songs that will sound hopefully even better than the EP. Let's see what happens.
Wow, even better. Wow. That's already like, that's great. Do you guys want to send a message to your fans out there, the Cobra Spell fans listening to this podcast? Anything you want to say to them?
Sure. You want to go first, Sonia?
Sure. Thank you so much for having us firstly on the interview, for the interview, and thanks for everyone who's listening to this interview and for the support that we have received since we released the EP. We had never expected that so many people would already pre-order our album and buy our stuff on Bandcamp. We're really surprised, and really we are dying to get on stage and show the music, show our show, and bring the band all together in the same country so we can rehearse and give you the best we have. So stay tuned. Of course, you can follow us on Instagram and on YouTube and Facebook, and we will keep you updated with anything.
Awesome. Sebastian, any words to the fans?
Yeah, let's see. First of all, we want to thank them all for their ultimate, like, amazing support. And thanks to everyone who has pre-ordered or listened to the EP or streamed it. It means a lot, and we just can't wait to go out there and play shows and bring you guys our whole, like, live show. And just expect more from us soon. There will be more music coming, and hopefully once this pandemic is over, shows and festival appearances. And we just can't wait to get out there and bring the music to you guys.
Yeah, we already had like some rehearsals together, like with a bass player and a drummer, and we just can't wait to bring to make this a reality and be able to give the show to the people.
Well, we can't wait to hear you guys live. It'll be a pleasure to our ears as far as rock fans and metal fans. That's great. Thank you guys for making time with our podcast. Thank you for making a little bit of time. We appreciate that. You know, I know you guys are busy and everybody has lives and this and that. So thank you guys and wish you the best, and keep it up. Keep rocking, and, you know, great job with the new EP.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We hope you guys are doing all right through this strange time we are passing through with the pandemic. Hopefully it passes soon, and it seems to be kind of here and there. It's passing here and there. So we hope our podcasts, our interviews entertain you for a little bit and distract you from your life's troubles and what we all go through in life, right? So back to Cobra Spell. Go ahead and subscribe and support these people. Support this awesome new band, Cobra Spell. You can find them on Bandcamp for sure, Spotify. A 4-track brand new EP, Love Venom. I truly recommend it. If you're into the 80s rock stuff, this is just right for you, man. Right up your alley. I love the 4 tracks, just like I told them, and I really do. And this is some badass stuff. So support this band, support these guys, and hopefully we see them in your neighborhood somewhere in a venue sometime soon, wherever you are at. After the pandemic, of course, or maybe before, you never know. Thank you for subscribing one more time. You guys know what to do. Thank you for finding us wherever you might find us. If you're on YouTube checking us out, feel free to subscribe, share, ring the bell for notifications. I truly appreciate it for sure. If you guys want to donate, you guys want to become a patron, go ahead and do so. Thank you on our website. You can find all that stuff, jrocksmetalzone.com. Don't forget to keep it metal.
That Metal Interview.